Hello and welcome, everybody. My goodness, this is day 7 of our 10 days together. So, wow. And today's topic is on oddity that's related to the creative energy in you, the creative archetypes in you. And again, how you choose to express that energy, whatever you decide to name your own archetype, that's fine, because there's so many ways to express yourself. So I'm going to tune in first to the actual premolars that are connected to the lung and large intestine meridian, and then we're going to just release anything that keeps you from acting on what inspires you. So for many people, yeah, thank you for the yawn, because that lets me know it's working already. Yeah. Okay, so all the reasons why, consciously, subconsciously, everything that is holding you back from giving expression to the creative energy in you. So let's release all that. And however that's affecting all your molar, premolars especially, let's clear that energy, your premolars. And then our lungs, right, which is about inspiration. A lot of times when we repress that, we repress our self-expression, this regrets. And yeah, so all the regrets about what actions you should have or shouldn't have, and how you should have lived, how you shouldn't have lived. Yeah, all right, let's release all that. And some of our deeper regrets are the judgments against ourselves, right? So let's release all those judgments against ourselves about why you haven't done this, why you haven't done that. Because sometimes, like, thank you for putting in innovator. Sometimes the things you want to create, the world may not be ready for that yet, right? Like this very program, Energy Dentistry, the Archetypal Way, which is not the exact title that they want me to market, but I choose that title because that's what fits me. Because the energy that came through like after the 333 portal energy. That's, yeah. And then, of course, I was on from heartache to joy on the very day that Uranus went into Taurus, and it's going to be there for the next 70, it's going to be there for a long time. Yeah, I think the next 6 years, yeah. So, and it calls us to bring revolutionary ideas and give it expression, right? Give expression to revolutionary ideas. So I wonder if the expression of your creativity is also contains revolutionary ideas that you can express now safely in the world. So what would it take for you all to be able to express that safely in the world now? And then literally letting go of any and all old issues. That's the large intestine, right? So let go of all the old issues, whatever they may be. Okay. And I understand if you have brachial problems, asthma, bronchitis often, you are actually healing the issues in your own family. Like you may, in some part of you may know that your mom and dad was divorcing each other. Whether an actual divorce happened or not, you know that there's a lot of sadness and discord in the family. So for those of you who have that, let's release all that. And I find that a lot of reasons why some of us don't even know where creativity is. Some of it has to do with the fact that you became a parent early in life when you should have been a child. You were actually emotionally the parent. So that part of you never had a chance to come out and play, have fun, be inspired. So let's release all that now, in case that's you, if you had to be the parent emotionally, and that, and you have to be so responsible. Of course, that keeps you from accessing what is your own joy, what is your own creative potential, right? All that gets locked up. Yeah. Oh. I didn't even know the word parentalization. Is that the word in therapy? Where a child is the emotional parent early on in life, or you have siblings that you have to parent. So instead of being the child or a sibling, you're a parent to your younger siblings. So any of you who've been through that, let's release all that. Oh. This life or all lifetimes. All the lifetimes when you chose to just be the parent all your whole life. Yeah, release that now. Well, yeah, all the emotional entanglement with parents, let's release that. And then for many of you, or for some of you, you may also have had one or two parents who are either absent or emotionally unavailable, or they were totally so narcissistic. Everything was about them. So when everything was always about someone else, it's hard to be in touch with your own inspiration and creativity, right? So let's release all those elements. So the regrets, we can hardly even put words into what it's like to not have a safe childhood, right? So deep down, you know that when you didn't have a safe childhood, you also didn't have the parents you like to have, you didn't have the childhood you want to have, you didn't have the safety, the space to explore and to be you. So everything that brings up for you all, let's release all that now. So far, do you all feel like that may have something to do with why you repress your own creativity and self-expression and blocking what inspires you? Yeah. And some of the time, because these things happen so early in life, it's hard to put into words what you are missing or what you are depressed about or what you are so hurt about, because this happened during a time when you didn't even have the verbal process or even the knowing, right? Because you could not know what a happy childhood is. Oh. What parents should be like or shouldn't be like and all that. So let's release all that. Oh. Oh. And a very hurt feelings come up for you. Let those feelings come up for you, because it means you have what it takes to heal it now. So all the painful feelings we have about the past, you know, don't dismiss it as like, oh, another bad side effect from listening to my MP3s. But it's that these are coming up for you to heal, because now you have the ability to heal and transform it so it won't affect you anymore. Oh. Yeah. And if you ever blame yourself for not being motivated, please don't. Oftentimes when you don't feel motivated, it's because so much of your life you had to do, put yourself aside, never know who you are, and everything you do revolves around somebody else. So if you feel totally unmotivated to make anything happen, ask yourself, whose life have you been living? Yeah, so let's release everything that brings up for you. And what would it take for you to truly embody the soul essence of you? And maybe this is a good time to just ask our soul fragments to return to you, cleansed by the light. Returning you to wholeness, to health, to joy. Oh, yeah. Oh. And all the very hurt parts that wanted to hide, let's ask all those parts, thank them for hiding or for being safe, because they want to keep you safe. But now it is safe for you to see that part of you, to receive that part of you, so you can transform that now. And you totally have very valuable wisdom from all these experiences to transform your past. Oh. So let's align you with your own true soul essence, with your own power, with your own potency, with your own ever-expanding creative flow. Oh. Oh, and any sense of helplessness, hopelessness, what's the point, sort of a thinking, let's release all that. Oh, because the part of you that's saying that, oh, there you go. Oh. Oh. Okay, so for those of you who still have this emotional entanglement with your parents, let's have this energetic divorce. Here we go. Oh. Oh. And for some of you, I really feel this tension in your shoulders, arms, and back. So it's like someone still has your puppet strings. When there's people who have your puppet strings, you also don't feel motivated because you're a puppet, and that takes a lot out of you. So for those of you who may be dealing with having people, other people having your puppet strings. Let's release all that now. And I really want you to feel that flow of energy to your arms, because your lung meridians go out your arms. Those of you who feel like you are always doing things for other people, or that mentally you check in with how it makes them feel, whether that's a parent or a partner or a spouse or a child, you're always checking in to see what they would do. You make choices by tuning into them instead of your own heart. Let's release that. Because when you're so used to putting someone else first, then it's hard to know what makes you happy, what makes you joyful, and what feels like really divine, creative expression to you, right? So let's release that now. So I want you all to tune into that space of you, your creative flow. And just say for yourself, you can put this in the chat box if you like. Just get a feel for how much of that do you feel like you really own? Do you own 10% of your self-expression? Do you own 60% of your creative expression? Do you own any percentage of that? And put that number in. I just want to see how that feels for you, because the percentage of that creative flow kind of reflects the flow of energy to those teeth. Yeah. Oh. Oh. So the gap between where you are and where you could be with 100%. So I'm clearing everything that keeps you from claiming. I'm gonna say 99 to 100%. Okay. So here we go. Let's clear all that. Oh. So I'm clearing all the subconscious, unknown issues, all hidden loyalties to both, one or both parents that keep you from truly owning your self-expression and your creativity. We're gonna release that now. Oh. And let's go back to the time in your life when you start giving up on your creative self-expression. And all the events around it, all the traumas around that, all the belief systems you buy into in order to repress your creativity. Let's release all that. Oh. Oh, God, I can use a nap. You're all making me want to take a nap. There you go. Yeah, so we're going to go back to a very early age for some of you. Maybe 3 or 4. Oh my God, here we go. Oh, wow. So that's like a lot of no's you bought into, right? And I'm going to do this for a moment because for some of you, this is literally deep in your spine where you repress yourself. So C1 allows us to say yes in such a way that you're saying yes to you, saying yes to your own joy, say yes to infinite flow of creativity, say yes to what makes you happy. Say yes to giving yourself permission to own your creativity, to own your self-expression, to embody your self-expression. 100%. Now that we cleared that part of the cervical spine, that also allows better flow of energy to your jaw. Okay, so have we released all the issues that keep you Yeah, all kinds of oppression, like oppression, suppression from early on in life, right? Because emotional expression, artistic expression, are so close. So if you live in a household where you felt very oppressed, we can release that too. And then suppressing, oppressing all your gifts and talents, suppressing your thoughts, your emotions, your desires and needs. And so many of us have to repress our own needs in order to meet a parent's need to be in control. I'm gonna release all that now. Yeah, allow yourself to feel the pain, the anger, the grief, whatever emotions arise. Allow that and know that it's because you have what it takes to release that now. Oh, bless your heart. Suppression of creativity began at age 1. Yeah, let's release that. Oh, bless your heart. Yeah, and all the grief and grieving over that loss for some of you, you may be grieving over a loss of an actual childhood that you feel like you never get to play, or lost of like having a parent, like if you had an absent parent and they're still emotionally not in that space to parent you, that's a lot of pain there. Or if they were or still are narcissistic, it's hard. Yeah. And some of you may also have this empathy depression, empathic depression, like family members around you were depressed, so that because they had losses that may be secret, it could be passed down from generations. Grandparents had a child who died early, or a stillbirth, or abortion, all the ungrieved losses from generations are still in our DNA. And so sometimes when we don't know what is making us depressed, it could be the intergenerational losses. So let's release all that. Or you may have family members who have special challenges. And in the past, family members with special challenges, special children were often institutionalized and kind of not included in the family anymore. And that's a huge loss in so many ways. And that grief and grieving gets passed on if it's not acknowledged. So for those of you who have loss in families that still has this unspoken grief and grieving, let's release all the intergenerational grief and grieving. And as you release this, you change generations past and you change generations forward. All the generations from now on will no longer have to deal with the suppressed, repress grief and lost, and then all the generations in the past who didn't get to do the grieving, they can now let go. Yes, all the abortions in the family, known and unknown, especially the unknown ones, let's release. And thank these souls for having been in our lives, for holding space for that for so long. God bless them on their journeys now. Yeah, thank you everybody for the sharing that you do in the chat room, in the chat box. That's amazing. Thank you. So all these family stories, all these personal stories, all this grief and grieving, when it's acknowledged and released, there's a number of ways where healing can happen, where we can use our creativity to transform all the woundedness, all the wounding into art if you choose. Into healing. And healing is creative energy. So with so much intergenerational grief and grieving, release. There's still more hell. Oh my God, you guys. And because so many of you are such loving, empathic, wonderful healers yourself, we do a lot of empathic depression and empathic grief and empathic healing for others. So all the empathic depression, empathic grief and grieving you do for others, let's release all that now. Oh. Oh. Oh, okay. Oh. Oh. Okay. Let's see. What else? What other factors, known and unknown, is keeping you all from accessing and having and owning your creative expression 100%? Oh, I release all that. Oh, oh, oh. Okay, and in all past lives where you got in trouble for self-expression of any kind, let's release that. Oh. Oh. Okay, so put in the chat box where you're in now between 0 to 100%. How much of your creativity, your creative energy do you now own and are able to access with total ease? Oh. 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 And I wonder what creative expression of you are you not acknowledging? Or where are you using such perfectionistic standards that you can't even see your creativity? So if you leave behind all the perfectionistic standards, if you leave behind other people's standards, if you don't concern yourself with how much you get paid for your work, how much of your creativity are you willing and able to access? Oh. 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 Creativity is not just an art form, it's an energy, right? So how you choose to live each day of your life, you create your day. That's creative expression too. Yeah, so how you choose to live your day from morning till night, that is your creative expression. It doesn't have to be given an art form. The art of living, the art of your life is your creative expression. How much of that do you own? So if you live your life for someone else, right, then you don't own your own choices and own your own expression. But if you align with yourself, then you can see how you are choosing for you. You are expressing yourself. This creative flow. You make choices that honor you. Right, and it doesn't have to have an artistic channel, because your creativity may go beyond an artistic expression to something totally different, like how you communicate. Communication is creative expression. Yeah, you are always expressing your creativity, but you may not feel like you own it, because some of the time you make choices consciously or subconsciously based on what other people want you to do. So if your creative expression is how you live each and every day of your life, the choices you make, the breakfast you make, that's an expression, a creative expression, right? If you do it mindfully, it's such a lovely thing. If you make your lunch mindfully, it's a beautiful thing. If you do your work mindfully, no matter what, it's so beautiful. It's an expression of you. But if you go through life like a zombie, not really being there, then you don't own it 100%. Some subconscious part of you owns you. Right? And I don't think any of you go through life like a zombie. You would not be open to energy healing if you were a zombie. Wake up, zombies. It's not you. Okay, you're not a zombie. You're all here. You know that. Wow. So what else can we clear that would allow you to feel, oh, yes, you're 100%. Good. We're getting a few 100%. Okay, good. And if you're still feeling like you're not quite there yet, that's okay to let us know, because that's what we're all here for the healing, right? Okay, so yeah, that's totally fine. The heart and throat, let's release that. Oh. Yeah, let's release more of that now. Oh, excellent. Oh my God, Carol, that's amazing. Neuropathy releasing. Okay, wow. Okay, so release that thing about public speaking. Okay, everybody, let's release any and all the stuff you bought into from other people about this. Oh. Oh. Okay, here's the thing about public speaking. The couple of people who, like a few years ago, when I was thinking about going on tele summits, I asked a few friends about that, what it would take for me to feel comfortable with public speaking. One of the persons said, oh, you should join Toastmasters. And then another person told me the same thing. And then I feel like, but that's not the kind of public speaking I'm thinking about. And even now when I'm on Tele Summit, I would tell the Tele Summit host, like, I don't want to do public speaking even though I'm a speaker. And they're like, huh, you're kidding me. I said, yeah, I don't want to do public speaking because I'm not a speaker that way, but I'm a healer. And if you let me do my healing, then I feel totally at home and I can do this and I can sell packages like crazy. And then they're like, oh, okay, that's why we want you. You can sell packages. That said, and if you want me to speak about healing, I'm like, I don't even know where to begin. But if you ask me, oh, if we let you talk to a live caller, would you be able to handle that? I'm like, that would be the only, one of the only things I want to be able to do that I can just do. And then they're like, oh, that helps us sell packages. You're on. That's it. I'm like, fuck. And I didn't even go to any Toastmasters, and I'm still not going to go to any Toastmasters. And I'm like, what the hell? I'm not toasting anything. I'm not mastering anything. I'm just showing up because I like what I'm doing. And when I allow myself to do what I like to do, there's an energy that just allows people to connect with me. And then I just sell packages that way because people say, I can connect with you. You're a real person. I thought, thank you. And had I done whatever other people want me to persuade, to do this, to do that, I'm like, forget that. That's Toastmasters. I'm on Tele Summits. Right? So give yourself permission to own that experience and do it from who you are, because no one can coach you to be who you are. So the fear about being a speaker or public speaking, that's because we imagine that people expect us to deliver in a certain way. But if you just be you, literally just be you and do what's comfortable for you, communicate in a way that's comfortable for you, be who you are. And if you are comfortable being you, like, sorry, I have to yawn when I talk and when I do energy work, and it's not elegant. I have to blow my nose sometimes. It's not elegant. And there are less elegant stuff that you can do. And I am all that non-elegant stuff. But when it comes to selling, I tell you, I am doing really well. And I never even speak about selling on any telesummit, and I do really well. And that's the only secret. I give myself permission to just be who I really am, own the experience, own the fact that I am creating this interview myself, and the speaker is just, and the interviewer is just that, a facilitator. How they do their job is none of my business, but how I show up is my only business, and I show up as me because that's what everybody wants. Everybody just wants the realness, the authenticity, the ability to connect, because all the information that speakers can give, anyone can Google information online now. People don't want information. People don't want inspiration. They want human connection, which each and every one of you are capable of, totally, 100%. Yeah, so any one of you who's thinking about being a speaker, there is a Tele Summit that is right for you, because Tele Summit hosts and hostess, they are always looking for new people. They are always wanting to be the one to say, oh, I made her big. Oh, I launched her career. They are always looking for new people to brag about so that they can say, I knew her when she was a nobody, when she was just a diamond in the rough. So a Tele Summit hostess actually said that to her audience. She is a diamond in the rough, but you can tell there's some potential. I'm like, F you, lady. I've been doing healing for 20 years. Thank you. But inside, I know who I am, but how someone presents me, that's their business. How they see me, that's their business. How they sell me on their tele summit, that's their business. But how I show up, totally my business. And I totally know that I can show up as myself. And at the end of the day, that's all I can sell is myself. Sounds like a prostitute. I'm selling myself at the end of the day. Yeah. But if I'm not true to myself, then I really am prostituting my own truth, right? Yeah. So I don't know what it is about public speaking that makes people feel like this and that. I never have the guts to go to a Toastmasters meeting. I never went to a Toastmasters meeting. I never took any class on speaking. I never received any coaching on speaking. And I'm even honest and upfront with all TeleSummit hostesses and hosts that no, I'm not an experienced speaker, but I'm a good healer. If you have callers, if you have people on the line waiting to work with me, I totally can just work with them. And if they feel something, that's great. If they don't feel a shift, that's also okay, because they're allowed to have the experience. But really, I can only be myself. And I certainly have had feedback from certain hosts and hostess that I could have done more this and that to sell the package. But I don't go there because sales is not my thing, and I stay clear of it because that's what I hire them for. I do the healing, and that's it. And because I stay with that instead of going into salesy talk, it's why no one can explain why I have really good sales numbers without ever mentioning sales. Yeah, okay. So now that you all know the secret about that, where are you at with that now, everyone? Yeah, so what would it take to get everyone to at least be a very comfortable 80%, right? What would it take for everybody to be at a very comfortable 80 to 90%. Well, another secret with public speaking is don't think about speaking to tens of thousands. Think about speaking to one person that you like. So think about speaking to, say, if you're on a tele summit, think about speaking to your favorite client. Then everybody on the call becomes your favorite client. Think about one favorite client who always has fantastic results with you. Then everyone would feel like they are that special one client who has great results with you. Yeah. Yeah, so before we end the call, let's see where you're all at. Give me some feedback and percentages so that I will be sure that there's not a whole lot more to do here. Good. Great. Yeah, if you're not great at marketing yourself, like I did not even know how to ask for payment, that kind of lacking in marketing and money skills, ask the universe to send you someone who would be super fantastic at marketing your work, and that someone will show up, because there's people who are great at marketing who will not be able to do what you do. So if you're great at You do fantastic artwork. There are people who are just waiting to be the one to discover you and brag about you. Think about that. Oh, yeah. So everything related to the creative expression of you, let's get everybody up to at least a 90 to 100. Oh. Accessing that creative flow with total ease at least 90% of the time. So let's get us there. Oh. 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 So what else can we do to transform all the blocks, all the roadblocks into stepping stones into this new reality of you owning 100% of your creative expression and feeling amazing with it? Oh. 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 Yeah, next week I'm gonna have energy dentistry clinic hours, and during the clinic hours, I can connect with you all, like your own personal one-on-one issues. But in the group call, I'm just gonna do things that are good for the whole group. So wait next week for the clinic hours. I haven't decided yet, but there will be. So let's bring that energy of your creative self-expression. Oh, and exponentialize your creative expression. Oh. Yeah. Oh, 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 Yeah. Oh, yeah, we went through a lot of deep issues in the past hour. So wonderful, everybody, wonderful. Oh. Wonderful, wonderful. Oh. So I'm going to tune into the teeth and gum area. Oh. Oh, 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 wonderful. So any throat issues, any issues in the heart and solar plexus area, we're going to release all that for you guys now. Oh. Yeah, so even if you went from 15% to 70, that's still a considerable change or whatever your initial numbers are. So we're all getting really better and better numbers, right? Yeah, good. Wow. Yeah, so what would it take for your own body? Your creative potential is 100% now. Oh, and have access to your creative potential, embody it, express it, access it with total ease now. Yeah, so yesterday we did the whole wisdom family of archetypes. Today we're doing the creative archetypes, the creative expression of you. And I think tomorrow we're going to be doing the joy archetypes, and then there's the power archetypes, and then the service archetype. Yeah. So can't wait to see what shows up for you all tomorrow. Yeah, okay. Oh. Okay, everybody. So let's bring healing energy. And bless any healing frequencies that your body may need. Let's bring all those to you now. Healing frequencies your teeth and gums may need. Let's bring all that in now. Oh. And healing your heart and nervous system and your back. Oh. And bring in healing frequencies to support the infinite flow of creative energy through your life. Oh. And bless this with love and light, everyone. All right. And I'm going to stop the recording now.